Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was talking to Dunleavy about that, and I said, I don't need the drug. Dunleavy and knowing each other. Who's pushing the
That's
button?
That's Evan.
Yeah, Evan. That's okay, your boy, Evan.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Evan wasn't here when Willard said, and now I got to tell Evan if he hadn't heard, what were we supposed to do? So Willard was kind of making the point, we didn't dime you out. We had to give the guy the answer as to who was back there. We could just leave him on. You know what I'm So I thought about it driving home, like, I don't think we dimed you out.
Yeah, but you were John Wayne on the draw. Like, it was pretty quick.
It was.
Well, before you get into what you're going to do.
Let me guys hear another text from 49er Frankie.
No, our good friend Jim Molay. Oh. And every time I get something wrong, you call KPIX or put something out on Twitter or cut it up and plaster it all on social. So this is the text, and I'll read it from Jim. Goo, just saw your over on Hartenstein, 7.5 rebounds, hit. You need to take a victory lap for that, brother. If you hadn't already, nice.
Yeah, you won all of $13. Congratulations.
Guys, it kind of built me up and didn't text without me on the thread behind my back. Maybe you would celebrate my victories.
I thought your victory lap was winning a lot of money. Or your neighbor.
Well, no.
$13?
I put myself out there when I said liquidate all assets.
Right.
College money, all that. CDs.
Would you bet a fiver?
What's a fiver?
$5.
Please.
Okay. Wait, so was it a tenner?
You won big last night, right, Goo?
Tom Hanks.
Please.
So, cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, somebody,
you got me?
Somebody owes me.
Who?
Gave you guys a gift on Monday when I came in, made a stop at a store, said, which one of you? And then somebody said, I'll get you when we get to the cafeteria. So
now that is uncool.
It wasn't that.
No.
I'm not into that. Evan, you got me, but.
Wait, for what?
Oh, well, he gave it to you.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Well, somebody owes me.
Steiny owes you. He always owes you.
Owe me for the Knicks because they were eliminated on Saturday.
He paid that already.
No, he didn't.
Last Friday.
No, the series wasn't over.
He's right, Evan.
It was preemptive.
Well, you got me.
All right. I saw this stat, and I thought of you immediately, Goo. And it's one of the reasons why you and I are just oil and water.
Yep.
So you came in yesterday, and you started to talk about the Thunder. And, oh, my God, could you imagine? If the Thunder don't win, Steiny, heads are right. Steiny, a choke job of all epic proportions. Oh, my God, have they ever a favorite this much ever gotten beat? Oh, Steiny, if Oklahoma City loses, where do they go?
How many NBA finals do you think there's been, Goo, in NBA history?
Not five, not six, not seven.
78.
Okay.
Okay, so how many? I'm not going to put you on the spot. Yeah. So that means 100. There have been 156 different teams in the NBA final.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
The Thunder are the second youngest team to ever play in the NBA finals. The second youngest team out of 156 teams. Yeah, so go ahead. Bury them if they don't win it.
I'm not burying them.
Yeah, you will.
I got to tell you.
The second youngest.
Because I feel like I know it.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Thunder with Harden, Westbrook, and Durant.
Okay.
That, no, I'm just saying.
That's probably wrong, but that's fine.
No, that would be like, oh.
No, because I'll tell you why that's not right. Who's the guy that played? Oh, you know who's on that team?
Tell me, I'm trying to think.
Nick Collison. So clearly they're not going to be the youngest because he was playing when he was 47.
But what part don't you get from my lexicon that I'm not burying them?
You are. You're going to bury them.
Dibs came in here yesterday.
And agreed with me.
Deep dive Dibs talking about just the win discrepancy. This is one of the biggest ones in finals history. Mm-hmm. And nobody's trying to bury anybody, but you keep playing around like you're going to get a million chances to get this thing done. Okay, sometimes we send it to where it does not happen. They're only down 0-1. My point to you, sir, is I feel like a lot of people did not give the Pacers a chance.
Not me.
And this was OKC and SGA and the MVP, and now we got a series, and that's all. Quit looking and reading other smut and putting it at my doorstep. Because when I snap, it's not going to be pretty. And I let you do it daily. I'm not burying anybody.
Don't bury a young team. That's all I'm telling you not to do.
They can be the 14-15 Warriors. And we know what that culminated with. That's all. So I'm not burying them. I just like sports when everybody whistling Dixie, walking through the street. Okay, young, great team, 68 wins.
Yeah, they got to blow. If they don't win, they got to blow it up.
So you want to know my answer?
I know it's going to be your answer.
Why would you blow it up?
Because you have no patience.
Please. Oh,
none.
I got three kids.
Zero.
You might need a little help, though.
Oh, go out and get Wembanyama?
You might need a little help.
Yeah, they need help.
All right, bet something on it. I got Pacers.
No, you don't. You picked Oklahoma City yesterday. I picked the Pacers.
No, that wasn't for any moolah.
You didn't pick the Pacers.
I said Pacers in six.
You said, all right, well, nobody else wants them, so I guess I'll do it.
He's trying to tell the American people that he did. You're lying. You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You said multiple times, I can't bet against OKC.
It's a radio show. You got to have it's your job.
You know. Yeah. You do not.
With your privilege, you
present
don't.
Both sides.
Yeah, you do. Better than anybody.
Wait, seriously, you're willing to switch to the Pacers after one game?
No, I'm just
trying to. Of course he is.
I'm trying to irritate the man.
Of course he is.
God, I wish there was a Steiny sedative. I'd have a bottle.
Thank you, DLU22.
What'd he say?
Steiny picked the Pacers. Also, DLU22 earlier in the show.
What?
Steiny did say the Pacers had action back in March. Thank you.
I honestly.
See, that's the gift I have.
No, honestly, yeah. I do remember you saying that.
All right, I won't bring it up anymore. As long as you acknowledge, but I don't need to bring it up.
What do you get me burying OKC if they lost?
Because
you've
set it up already. Steiny,
internet on me.
If they lose.
Let's put it right on the table. I'm snitching on you.
Let's do it.
There's a guy out here.
That's my Echo Pest Control.
Thank you. One of the biggest in the game, the media game, that you got a problem with. And I think because you can't touch him, you're afraid to call him out.
Willard.
You're doing it to me. Stephen A. Smith.
He stinks.
Yeah, and he went in on the Thunder last night.
You better be careful.
And you go to bed, and you're like, that's Guru. And you bring it here and take it out on me like I'm Stephen A. Hairlines are different.
At halftime, oh, my God. That halftime show was an abomination. Was Myers on it?
Yeah, he was.
Actually, okay, it was fine.
I sent him a text, yeah.
But
wouldn't
you know it, one half of one game, Halliburton, did he come to play or not? This is the NBA Finals. He got to do something. And what Miles Turner, somebody tell him we're in the NBA Finals.
Hey, he's just calling it like he had saw it then.
And we are missing something.
Don't be disrespectful.
Okay. You know, shut up.
Congrats. He got a new, he's going back to radio.
Can I be honest about, and this is up your alley, and I'm interested to see if you're going to agree with me or not. No, seriously. I'm not feeling the broadcast crew. I'm sorry, I'm not.
I'm the guy that told you this is bad.
And you know what? It's the first game of the finals.
No, they've been doing this for all season long.
No, no, no. This is the first game.
I go watch old Warrior games just to hear Mark, Van Gundy, and Breen. It's worse than when Redick was on it. This is bad. They've lost their way. Evan, I'm serious.
There's too much agreement, if I'm going to be honest, listening to them.
Oh, my gosh. What has happened? And they know it.
I hate that Breen's being exposed because he's really good.
Man. Oh, man. Mark and Jeff were, it was like a sitcom or TV show. And I go watch the old Warrior games and I got him. I know where to find him. Go ahead, Stoney. He's out of control.
Just Mike Breen and this for Doris what's bugging Burke. Me.
Oh.
I mean. Oh. They're like,
give it to me, man.
Put him in the NBA PR department.
Evan, could you do hoop?
Yeah, of course. I do St. Mary's basketball. My God. Yeah.
That was a big blunder.
You know what? It's Friday. I'm thinking about the cafeteria.
So am I.
In the NHL, they have the penalty box. That's where I'm at. So I'm just, you go
looking to get looking to take a little breather.
No, I need to after
that. It's a 2-minute minor.
Yeah, he does it all the time. And I asked him. But seriously, you're on to something. Finally.
What in particular? I'm sorry.
This broadcast is...
Yeah.
Yeah, it took you a while to come around on that.
Get Kevin Harlan to ABC.
It was the first game of the final, so it was their first game. I mean, what do you want me to say?
No, all year long they've
done... I don't think so.
They've been doing the playoffs this whole time.
No.
And Saturday nights at 5:30, this is the crew.
No.
All season long, this is the crew's time. 5:30.
Last night, I'm pretty sure it was their first game.
You saw when they eviscerated Draymond Green in the playoffs after I was at game, what was it, Evan? 6. When he hit Jalen Green early and they went in on Draymond. I had to go back just to hear what they said. They kept it real. But anyway, they have nothing on TNT, man. Kevin Harlan and Steinmetz just went to the bathroom. Like, that's how great he is. Harlan! That was bad.
Stephen A. was really...
He looked like a pallbearer.
Over the top.
That's what Evan said.
Oh, there's news, Steiny. He was over the top. By the way, Draymond Green was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, we got some sound later.
Oh, we do!
And pods. He's talking.
I don't think we have sound. Do we have... I don't think we have sound of pods.
Not a pod.
This is incredible.
But we can do pods now. If it's okay with Evan. Is it part of the script?
Shut up.
Well, you know we don't have no script.
I know.
Yeah, we learned that.
Hey, by the way.
This is an okay audible.
By the way, did you notice? Oh, God.
What?
Did you notice what I did yesterday in the boss's office? Did you notice?
Complain?
You're an ass? I don't know.
No. No, Evan. No. What did I get into yesterday? Before we were ready to get into it. Remember?
Vacation?
No. We were supposed to talk about the Giants the first hour because they had an afternoon game. But then I brought up, I think, a basketball thing.
Oh, yeah.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
And the rest and the injuries.
Oh, you admitted your error.
So.
You took responsibility.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, no, he said I messed up today.
The boss was talking about topics and, you know, that kind of thing. And I said, I thought we had a good one today, but I got to do a better job of executing.
No doubt. That's what I'm talking about. I heard you say it. We all knew it.
It was.
We lived.
I can't believe you guys.
What?
It was your fault too, and yours, but I took the brunt of it.
When you're the lead host and you're going,
I'm not a real host.
We're doing the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F. Nine times 9 is 81. Like, that's what you did. Yes. Where did that come from?
I apologized to him at the cafeteria.
You know what?
And you know what I told him? You know what I said?
Serious.
Shut up, Evan.
No, hold on. Let's do something right.
I don't like apologies.
Okay, listen. When you two hook up without me,
yeah, It's fun.
It's over. I don't want to hear this. Daryl LaVell Johnson from Union City talking now. When you two, no, I'm being real.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't bring it up on the show. I don't want to hear about it. Because it reeks with some other stuff, well, some undertones.
Be a little more specific, please.
I feel left out. No, not racial. No, never. Evan is black, half black.
How do you know it's not racial?
I'm telling you because I don't feel it. But anyway, this I don't like it.
That's because we're good at it. What else did we talk about yesterday?
Oh, a myriad of things.
We watched
the end of the Giants game.
I don't care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Went to the gym.
Yeah, sure.
And you said I was walking with a limp.
You and the boss are in a limp off right now.
I don't have a limp. I'm feeling better now. I'm hooping tomorrow.
The Olympics. Wait, but you seriously can't tell me that you're still limping and I can see a limp.
Yeah.
And then tell us you're going to play hoop tomorrow and expect me not to say anything about it.
If you told me to walk to you like a baby right now, there is no limp. I would own the limp. There's no limp. Now,
you're going to win the George Sanford Award this
week.
You're
going to be Citizen Kane soon.
Dude.
Who are both?
Dude, you have like a peg leg right now.
Sonny, stop. If I can
bend now I'm starting to realize why you like the Pirates.
Oh, wow. I'm going to give you a one. Yeah. I don't think everybody got
That's
it.
That's all right.
The two on a Friday.
Yeah.
That's all right.
No limp.
Guru, you're limping.
Limp biscuit.
Wow.
Will Durst. Am I the best or am I the best?
Who the hell is that?
That went over my head.
I think it's their lead singer, isn't it?
Oh, I meant because the limp.
Well, Limp Bizkit is the name of a band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and people going in on Richard Jefferson, too.
He's my favorite of the three.
By process of elimination.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? You're right about Breen. He's great, but
they're not helping him, that's all. And J.J. Reddick didn't help him.
Here's what
Doris.
Here's what Breen said last night, and I had to go to the NBA
basketball reference.
Yes, I went to basketball reference. He's talking about Miles Turner, and he goes, Miles Turner, he has overcome so much adversity in his career, swept in the playoffs twice during his career, but he stuck with it, and Miles Turner's made $130 million.
But his facts were not
There's no
wrong.
Adversity. No. He's had no adversity, Miles Turner.
Twice.
In the first round when he was a third-year player. That's not adversity.
I'm getting mad for him doing his homework.
Tell me his brother got shot. Tell me something happened to his family.
Yeah.
It's not adversity if you go 3-for-8 from the field. Fred Durst.
Oh,
Will Durst is the comedian. I fixed it before Evan could correct me.
I told you, I don't know who either of them. I know Kirsten Dunst. I don't know Durst.
It's Kirsten Dunst.
One of those. I confused our boss's name, too.
Nice.
Okay.
What about pods?
What about, oh.
Yeah, the real real Olympics.
All right, well, let me get mad at him, man. Okay, here, have fun. Let me get it up. Because it was a text. Where is it? Super Bowl squad. That's us.
Yeah.
We'll let the listeners in. Our thread, Evan, created you, it, and yep. me.
He's
we
off.
Call it Super Bowl thread because we're a Super Bowl trio. And we went to the Super Bowl back in the day. And that's when we started it. That's when we started the thread, remember, guys? Brandon Pajemski did an interview. Man. Does a lot of them. But this one was with somebody else. GSW Ball Report. This is Brandon Pajemski. Obviously, what are your goals? Obviously, I want to be an all-star as soon as I can be. Whether that's with Steph and them here or whether it's when they're done. I want to do that. I want to be an Olympian in 2028. Definitely something I have my eyes on, I guess is what he said. So Pods wants to be an all-star and an Olympian.
He didn't mention champ.
Well, I told you, and I've been trying to tell you, most guys don't really care about that kind of stuff.
But
hold on real quick. Yeah. I want to be an Olympian in 2028. Definitely something I have my sights on. And I just want to be a household name somewhere where it can be me and a bunch of other guys winning a championship. That would be ideal for me. So he did mention it.
Yeah, and I'll just say this.
But it was third.
No, he's got the confidence of a cat burglar. And I love it, and it's probably why. Let's be honest. This dude thinks he's better than he actually is, and he's good. And it's why he can be a starting one on a team that had championship aspirations coming out of training camp. So I'm not mad at him, but I'm like, do you think he has the capability of making? Because by all accounts, he got to practice with him this last go-round, and Cooper Flagg said he was his favorite experience or guy to do teammate. But I guess that's why he makes him. That's why he is who he is, because I don't want to say outlandish, Donnie. I'm like, is it feasible?
Was there a question in there for me?
No, I'm telling
you. You said, I got a question for you. Then you made a statement.
The statement is, this is why he is where he's at right now.
And
the question is, can he be an Olympian?
Well, and it might be why he hasn't progressed further.
Mm.
Who knows? I mean, do I think he can be an all-star? Probably not.
Does that come off cocky?
I mean, here's the thing. When you, I'll be honest with you, dead serious. When you texted this to Evan and I, I read it, and I'll read it again. Brandon Pajemski, obviously I want to be an all-star as soon as I can, whether that's with Steph and them here, whether they're done. I want to do that. I also want to be an Olympian in 2028. Definitely something I have my sights on. And I just want to be a household name somewhere where it can be me and a bunch of other guys winning a championship. That'd be kind of ideal for me. When you sent that to me, my first thought was, okay, so we're going to bring this up. Why? And unfortunately, we all know the answer, because we want to roll our eyes at him. We want to kind of chuckle at him. And do I see him as an all-star? Not really, but goo. Can I use a guruism?
Yeah.
I'm not going to rob him of that.
And there you go.
So
because he's a baby right now in his career, and let's just this can manifest 4 or 5 years from now if he's still with the Warriors.
I mean, look, there's no doubt he's got what they call irrational confidence. And
that, I love that.
Well, you have it too.
I know.
You don't want to admit that.
But I tried to teach it to my kids. Some picked it up, some didn't.
Yeah.
It can set you apart.
Little Darryl didn't or did? And what about Milan?
We don't have enough time, but a couple of them picked it up, some didn't.
Could you have done anything better as a father, do you think?
Yeah.
Somebody get me on the horn.
Did you just put me, I felt like things. I was in a therapist's office.
Last time we got Mia on, he threw him under the bus.
When doesn't he snitch?
And then put it in reverse.
Goose, specifically, what do you think you could have done to be a better father?
Now, I'm being honest. I give myself a high grade.
Right.
I'll give you this instance, and I'll never forget this as a father.
All right.
Little Daryl, 7 years old. Rutherford and I sitting out in front of my house, a hot summer day.
Sipping.
Just being parents and Uncle Chuck.
Sipping at the
bar. And Daryl right in front of us, Rex on his bike.
All right.
And I'm the type of dad that yelled at him before I went to see if he was okay about wrecking on the bike because I told him to be careful.
Oh, no.
And it was a bit abrasive, Evan, but I cared for him and told him after. And I just wish I had, Rutherford exhibits this, I was softer earlier on. But my thing was, Norm Peterson, the world, it's tough out there and you got dog underwear, they're going to eat you up. So I try to toughen them up. But I do think back on my fatherhood, I could have dialed it down a notch.
Well, the fact that you remember that specific instance.
Oh, my God.
That does mean you're a good dad, I think.
Chuck cussed me out. He goes, dude.
Chuck.
Rutherford.
Oh, okay.
He goes, how about you check on him first? And it hurt like, wow. And then one more thing.
Yeah.
Rutherford, his son told him the first time he lost his virginity. And I said to me, no, I'm being real. Okay. That's a relationship where if your son tells you that, you're not only his dad, you're his friend. And I didn't tell my dad when that I was late in the game. Yeah.
Hey.
But you know what I mean, Steiny?
You can still call him.
I think I wish I'd have been a tad bit softer.
You know what? That's admirable. It's admirable.
But they respect me.
So
they don't listen.
Like if you were to ask me, you know, what I could have done better, there's not much.
We don't have enough time.
No. But what I will do next segment is I'll tell you how my dad could have been a better
father.
Oh,
I met him. I can tell.
And all the lessons I learned.
The world was different then. I got beat. No, my parents should be in Santa Rita. They beat me. All parents did.
Shh. No. Let's go.
That's the limitation.
All right. 888-957-9570. Let's hear from all the good dads out there.
Mm-hmm. This day next week.
What's your proudest moment? I'm going to think about that.
Or your lowest.
Yeah. On 95.7 The Game.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.